and this is All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Nick Delacanal. West Charlotte High School is celebrating its 80th anniversary this weekend. Through the 70s, 80s, and 90s, the school served as a national model for successful integration using crosstown busing. In its heyday, it was described as Camelot. But as busing faded out, so did the school's reign as a beacon of education. Test scores dropped and truancy rates increased. But a family environment has remained through the school's trials and triumphs. And joining me now to talk about that is Tim Gibbs, the president of the school's Alumni Association. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So not everyone knows the history of West Charlotte. Can you catch us up on how and when the school was founded?
Yes, the school was founded in 1938. It was the second high school for African Americans in the city. The enrollment at Second Ward High School, which was in Uptown Charlotte, adjacent to what is currently Marshall Park, was getting overcrowded, so there was thought that there was a need for a new high school. So a campus was selected that was located at 1415 Bates Ford Road, which is now the home of the Northwest School of the Arts.
And so that means West Charlotte actually is not in its original spot?
That's correct. It moved about a mile north of the former location to its current location on Senior Drive.
Gotcha. And when was that?
That was in 1954.
Okay. And you graduated West Charlotte in 1978, is that correct?
That's correct.
So that means you were actually attending the school relatively soon after CMS had started integrating schools, right? I know that seems like a long time ago, but that was actually relatively recent. So what was it like when you were attending the school? Were there any feelings of racial animosity or tension when you were there?
Actually, when I arrived at West Charlotte, those animosities had pretty much died down. What happened was you had students that had different interests, and you actually, regardless of race, if you were a jock, you hung out with those that were in the athletics. If you were in chorus or the arts, those folks hung together. The folks who were, I guess, deemed the nerds, that were the intellects, they hung together. So you basically had groups at the school that were established based on your interest and not exclusively on race.
And where were you? Who did you hang out with?
Probably, I was sports editor of the yearbook at the time, so I had an affinity for athletics, but also I really enjoyed writing, so kind of with the intellects. And that's another thing that was unique about West Charlotte is you could actually go between different groups, and it was okay. Everybody was fine with where you found yourself at the end of the school day.
Yeah, and well, it was considered a national model for school integration, especially in those decades, the 70s, 80s, 90s. Right. But as the school moved into the 1990s and early 2000s, its performance seemed to take a downturn. You know, the school saw falling test scores and higher truancy rates. There were even talks about closing the school down, I think, at one point. Why do you think that that happened? Do you think that that might have been linked to the end of court-ordered busing?
I think that had a role to play in it. I think also what happened was that the dynamics of the school, or basically the student body changed, where you had a student body that was more reflective of the population within the city of Charlotte. And it left from that point to being exclusively minority and primarily African-American.
Hmm. Well, moving to present day, West Charlotte's principal, Dr. Tamisha Barnes-Jones, she was just named CMS's Principal of the Year. And it was quite a ceremony. You know, the whole school surprised her in the auditorium. She was recognized for, among a number of things, improving the school's graduation rate and college readiness programs. How do you feel the school is doing today?
I think it's better. We still have a ways to go, but Dr. Barnes-Jones has definitely taken the first step in moving us back to what we feel will ultimately be greatness. She's trying to institute an atmosphere of family and letting every student know that they are cared for, they believe in them, that they can achieve, and if they work hard enough, they will achieve.
And finally, former Mayor Anthony Fox, and he's also a West Charlotte alum. He's giving the keynote address for the 80th anniversary breakfast this weekend. I mean, how big of a deal do you think it is that West Charlotte is celebrating 80 years this weekend?
I think it's a very huge deal. Our first principal, which was Clinton L. Blake, mm-hmm. He was principal from the school's inception to 1966, so he's the longest tenured principal. I think he set the tone and the bar, and I think we're absolutely trying to continue to be able to reach that bar and hopefully surpass it. So if he was here, I think Mr. Blake would say, job well done.
Okay, that's Tim Gibbs. He's the president of the West Charlotte High School Alumni Association. Tim, thanks.
Thank you.
And this is All Things Considered on WFAE.